Blog Talk Radio.
Of September 2016, live at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the Perfect Power Radio Network. You're enjoying the music of half of Team Gratitude, David Martinka, and you can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We also for his show. My name is Rochelle Aven, and thank you on what you might not realize is the 50th anniversary of World Gratitude Day. That's right. 50 years ago today, they started celebrating around the world gratitude. Now, back in 1965 in Hawaii, there was a gathering of international folk. I do not know the reason of the gathering. I've done some research, can't find that, but that's okay, don't need to know. But people from all over the world were gathered in Hawaii on this day in 1965, and they thought it was a great day to just start being grateful for everything in their lives. Now, this is 51 years ago, guys. You got to think. For somebody to be that forward-thinking at that time, Hawaii must have been just the most beautiful place in the world because they were giving all this gratitude for where they were, for each other, the reason they were there, their lives, everything. So they go back to where they came from. A year goes by, and on the same day, the 21st of September of 1966, they decided all these people in all their little corners of the world, they would continue this celebration of gratitude, thus birthing the annual celebration of gratitude, World Gratitude Day, September 21st, 1966. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. Well, it's also International Day of Peace that was instituted by the United Nations back in, I believe it was 1981. Lots of reasons today. It's also a day of international ceasefire. So if you know anybody that's out on the battle lines anywhere, they do recognize, the world powers have been known to recognize this as an international day of ceasefire, so everybody should be safe. Everybody should be at peace if they are in those arenas. The idea here about celebrating World Peace Day, about embracing World Gratitude Day, kind of goes along with the title of the show. I couldn't figure out a way to put everything in there, so I just figured this out. Find your center in an attitude of gratitude. Do you know that people who are at peace with themselves, people who are centered in their gratitude, they don't go out and start wars. They don't go out and beat each other up. They don't go bully each other. They don't do that because they're centered. They found their zen. They're chill. They're chillaxing. Get a little, you know, goofy in there, but it's true. It is true. If somebody is in such a state of peace, such a state of bliss, that they just sort of let it all roll like water off a duck's back, and I don't mean that they don't have moods or emotions, that they don't see tensions and stresses, they don't contribute to them by putting their own tension and stress. See, the really funny thing is, if you don't feed a fire, it can't grow. I'm going to say that again. If you don't feed a fire, it can't grow. Right? Conversely, if you feed a fire, it does grow. So now, which fire do you want to see grow? Now, I'm not talking about the fire that we're cooking our foods on, but let's talk about that for a moment. When you're setting up your grill and you're ready, I don't care what you're grilling. You're grilling vegetables. You could be grilling meat. Heck, you could be grilling fruit. Doesn't matter. Grill some pound cake. I've seen that on a TV show. It looked pretty good. But when you set that fire up for the purpose of grilling that food, you feed it. You feed it whatever propellant you need to get the fire going. You feed it whatever things you want to have burn, whether it's charcoal briquettes or it's wood or it's paper. Doesn't matter. But you feed that fire and you build it. You give it plenty of oxygen. You put everything into it to get that flame right where you want it to be. Then you grill your stuff. And then what do? you stop feeding the fire. Once it has served its purpose, you stop feeding the fire. So let's say that was a wood-burning stove, and it was your home, and you were trying to keep your home warm all night long. You would feed the fire so it would burn consistently. And if you woke up in the middle of the night or in the morning and it had died down and you needed to keep it going, you'd feed it again. If you are centered in your own personal energy, and fire is energy, fire is passion, fire is enthusiasm, and you're centered with that, other things can't come in and feed it, right? I know I kind of jumped from one analogy into this thought. It didn't really tie it in, but the idea here is if you're going to feed the fire inside of you of gratitude and you're centered in that, it's what you want to do. You are where you want to be. You've made it what you want it to be, and you're good with it. If, in fact, you want to fire up a different energy inside of you that is not part of your center, two things are going to happen. The first is you're going to feel wonky. You're going to feel kind of woozy, like you're walking with one shoe off the ground and you can't be able to put your foot down. You're also going to lose touch with your gratitude. You're going to lose touch with that attitude because now all of a sudden, or through the very methodical process of feeding a fire that is not part of your center, it's not part of your core, your energy of gratitude is going to dissipate, kind of like watching little sparks fly off a fire and they sort of fly off into the wind, and the further away from the heat source they get, they kind of die. When you find your center, you want to stay there. When you find your center, you want to build your world from it. When you find your center, you want it to empower your life. The center that I have found that works the best for me when I center myself, so the center of me, like I've got my hand on my solar plexus, like you can see this, is gratitude. In any time, in any case, anywhere, with anything, when I have started to, as the old song used to say, the old saying used to be, count your blessings, when I have done that, I have found myself at peace, maybe not immediately, but the more I do it, the longer I stay in that energy, that focus, the more I go into my center, the deeper in there I get. I am at peace. I find harmony with my world, even in a world that might not be so harmonious. Even in a world where it might not be what I would say is the perfect world, but in my center, using and employing that technique of defining the attitude of gratitude, I'm good. So if I'm good and I'm centered and you're good and you're centered, and we sort of just wave our hands like a magic wand and everybody that's in the path of that whooshing, ness. Another word I just made up. I like it when I make up words. In that whooshingness of our hands, and they're all centered, I can pretty much tell you that the vibration that goes off these people, the little sparks that fly out of the fire, will not die. The gratitude will not just evaporate because nothing's feeding them anymore. Because the more people sending that vibration out, those vibrations meet up. Let's say that little spark had gone off the fire and it had landed someplace where there was another heat source, that spark would actually continue a fire. Or let's say it went someplace where the spark could eat, like dry grass. That dry grass then takes the spark on and it continues that energy. So you're sending out your vibration of gratitude, somebody else is sending out their vibration of gratitude, and it just becomes stronger. It meets up. It connects, and like that dry grass in the flame, it just keeps going, it keeps moving, it keeps spreading. So when you found your center through an attitude of gratitude, you're actually doing as much for yourself as you are for the world around you and the world in general. So finding your center, let's talk about that, gratitude. A lot of people think they can only be grateful when all the bills are paid. So there was an Inspire Me story that I read yesterday where this woman said that she had awakened on New Year's Day of whatever year it was only to find out that her husband had passed away and left she and their not-even-year-old son with a $3 million debt. Now, obviously, these people had, you know, more than you and I. I mean, the average person usually does not accumulate a $3 million debt just in their lifetime. I mean, if she was unaware of the debt, it wasn't because it was of illness or anything, obviously. So she couldn't figure out what to do. In fact, she collapsed. It just fell apart. And couldn't center herself to face this momentous task, not just of dealing with the fact that her husband had passed, but to deal with the fact that she had a $3 million debt she had to pay off. And her son, like I say, he was less than a year, stood up and walked over to her and took his little baby hands and wiped tears off her face. She was so grateful for that show of solidarity and affection from a child who was way too young to understand what in the world was going on. She was able to center. She was able, through embracing that attitude of gratitude in a moment so tragic that there shouldn't have been anything to be grateful for at all, really, in her eyes, in her mind at that point in time, she was able, through owning the gratitude in her center of being, to find her way to not only surviving and thriving. That debt of $3 million was paid off in 2 years, and she and her son are doing very well today. So when you think about the importance of finding your center through an attitude of gratitude, it isn't even that it's just important, it's possible. It's possible. And if something is possible for one person, it's a possibility for you. And you can argue possibilities versus probabilities with me until the sun rises and sets 8 or 9 times. Who cares? I don't mean who cares that you argue. I mean who cares about the time frame. The point being, if you're not willing to believe, if you're not willing to grasp it, then it doesn't work for you. The reason that the attitude of gratitude works for people is because they give it a try. They give it a try. And when I say give it a try, I mean really feel it. Because saying it is lip service. You can say, I'm grateful for that table. I'm grateful for that lamp. I'm grateful for those curtains. But if you don't really own it, put it into you, make it, connect with it, find your center of gratitude, of gravity, duh, inside of you, then they're just words. What she did was she was in a state of emotional chaos. She decided to embrace the emotion of the attitude of gratitude, and it centered her, and she moved forward. And I'm sure she faced her stuff along the way, but I'm imagining, because the story, you know, went on to say that she just kept going back to gratitude, back to where she was. It was a very inspiring story. And I'm convinced that you will inspire yourself to do great things today on World Gratitude Day, which is what this is, the 21st day of September. It is World Gratitude Day every 21st of September and has been since 1966. You can make Gratitude Day every day of the year. You can make hour. You don't have to wait for a special day. It is also International Day of Peace and has been since the 80s. It doesn't matter. You can make International Day of Peace anytime you want. By centering yourself in gratitude, by owning the emotional energy of what's going on inside of you, and by allowing that to dictate your choices in life, by allowing it to dictate how you allow the rest of the world affect you. And that's a choice. Choose gratitude. Embrace it. Choose peace that will be a byproduct of that. Really connect with it in such a way that you find yourself centered in it. And I promise you, I promise you that you will find yourself happier more often than not. You will find yourself more peaceful more often than not. And for that, we can all be grateful, right? Team Gratitude here, Annette Rochelle Aven and award-winning artist David Martinka. Thank you for connecting with us here on Blog Talk Radio. Perspective Power is our network. And thank you for your gratitude today. Most appreciated. World Gratitude Day 2016.